This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, time for another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay is off trying to figure out what it is. She has a number of things that are ailing. Her dog had a cruciate ligament operation the other day, so she's taking care of the dog. She's taking care of herself, and she's not able to be here in Los Angeles where Jennifer and I are in order to receive her award. The Gracies are on Tuesday night, so it'll be, I'm going to be, play the role of Jay.
Now, are you going to get to go up on stage or just stand up?
No, I'm not sure how it is. Mike McVeigh, who is her dad and also a member of the Gracies board and is also my consultant, is a member of the board of the Gracies, so he's going to come with me. We go early for their stuff. It's kind of like the Oscars. Some of the awards they give early, so that the other people can have more time on stage. And they try to limit the whole of him. Remember when you were there last year? It was just 2 hours, and that was it. They wanted in and out. So some of the honors were mentioned as award winners earlier in the day. I don't know how they choose that, but at any rate, so that's that story. Meanwhile, other things that are going on.
What you're missing out on, though, is that yes. Meghan Markle is given a Gracie, so we'll see if you get to see the royals. That would be fun.
She's going to be there?
Anti-royal. I don't know if she's going to be there or not. I know she was given a Gracie, so we'll see if she actually
was she given a Gracie there. Because of Suits?
No, not because of Suits, because of some podcast that she does, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. So, good news, department. Here's the story from Phoenix today about a homeless man who's being called a hero after he saved a family from a burning home, Jennifer.
Hmm.
This is one of those things. He saved a family of three and their two dogs. It was an apartment fire. Claudia Jimenez said she awoke up and, can you wake up? No, you wake up or you were awake.
I was awoken.
Right? Yeah, so that's a different way of being woke. You're
right.
Now awoken, right? Is that? Can we say that about being woke? If
sure.
You have been,
why not? You can say anything understand. You want now. It's okay.
Really? It's all right. Okay. All right. I want to, you know, me with my grammar, and I'm always going after James to make sure that his grammar is correct and unreproachable. Okay. So anyway, this lady began to call for help from her second-story apartment window. And so this homeless guy who's out there with his wife, so it's a homeless man and his wife, they were camped outside the apartment. They heard the screams. They ran in to help. And he got into the apartment. And apparently he climbed in through the window, apparently. The mother threw the two daughters. She had a daughter that was 8 years old and 1 year old. And she threw them both out the window.
Oh, boy.
This guy's down there.
I guess that's
and
what
he
you
caught
want,
them.
Though, at that point.
Right, yeah. He caught the two dogs. And then the mother jumped out, too, and he caught her.
Wow.
So he caught the two daughters, he caught the two dogs, and he caught the mother.
Throw Mama apparently. From the Window. Wasn't that a movie in the 80s with Danny DeVito?
I think. Yeah, right. Yeah. And Steve Martin. Was in it.
Yeah. Throw Mama from the Train, remember?
Yeah, right. I do remember that. So
that's
kind of cool.
Oh, that woman.
Yeah, she's a horror show. All right. Speaking of horror shows, the Russians are claiming that they have taken back an eastern Ukrainian city. I never know whether I'm pronouncing this correctly or not. Bakhmut? Does that sound right?
Probably not, but maybe. Yeah, sure.
Bakhmut.
We'll go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend, anyway, the Russians moved in, but now the Ukrainians say that their troops have advanced around the city and are about to take it back again. This is one of those cities that's been completely flat, completely leveled, with the intense fighting, because it's closer to Russia, so they can, you know, they can keep sending in troops that don't have to travel a long way to get to where they're going. But at any rate, they've come back to have a foothold inside the city itself, that is the Ukrainians. But the Russians are saying, see, we told you we could beat these guys. This is the first victory, a partial victory, they've had pretty much since this whole thing started, right? I don't know that they've had. When have they had a really...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered when they've had a really strong victory, the Russians.
I don't know. The sad thing is that we don't know what really is going on over there. There are so many people spinning up so many narratives that I find it really difficult to try to figure out what is actually true and what's actually really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's frustrating. You know, I think that my gut is that everybody's lying. The thing is that I want Ukraine. I want Ukraine to push back Vladimir Putin. That's a clear statement.
Yeah, we do want that. Yeah, right.
Those people that go, oh, well, you know, Russia's not that bad. Just let them. No, I want them to fight. I think when Putin says he wants to rebuild the USSR, we should probably listen to him. So if we have to fight him, we have to fight him. Okay. That being said, Ukraine is very corrupt, and there are no real good guys here. As much as they love to lift up Zelensky and all these, you know, the Ukrainian people are being persecuted. They are the ones who are the good guys. But I don't know that I can trust the Ukrainian government much further than you can trust the Russian government. This is the biggest area of the world for money laundering
and stuff.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, the culture of the society is to be crooked. The Eastern Bloc, where some of your relatives come from, they are all...
The Czechs are good people. They were just not willing to stand up to Hitler.
All right. Well, so...
And they lost everything. And, you know, you can still see the regret because they keep up. If you ever go to the Czech Republic, you will find the most pristine synagogues ever because of the guilt, I think, for not standing up when they should have.
Well, then we're talking about Estonia and Latvia, Lithuania, those places. Perhaps the Eastern Bloc nations that used to be part of the USSR. So... Anyway, Zelensky, who had an invite to the G7 meeting over the weekend, has likened the demonstration. I'm looking at some of this video here now. Mm-hmm. He says it was like Hiroshima after World War II. And you know what? Because Hiroshima is where they had the summit, there's something to be said for this. The city is flattened. Nothing left. And that's, of course, what happened after the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You see those, and then there are those groups that are trying to, even now, there's been a rejuvenation, frankly, of these sorts of groups because of the movie Oppenheimer that's coming out next month. You know, the story of Oppenheimer, Edward Teller and this guy Oppenheimer and the A-bomb and the nuclear bomb. People sometimes don't know the difference between the atom bomb and the nuclear bomb. And I think it has to do with fission versus fusion, but I don't know. I remember studying that stuff in chemistry. Did you study any of that stuff?
I don't know that I did. I don't remember that, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Although I may not have made it to chemistry.
Really? What, you were absent that day? There you go. She was absent that day. Rome's Trevi Fountain has been dyed by climate nut birds.
Oh, boy.
There's a video. Did you see this? This is one of those beautiful...
It's a gorgeous
fountains. The well-wishers go and they throw, money into it.
You throw one in, you go back to Italy. You throw a coin in and that says you'll return.
Right. Blue water until the protester took it over. And then they threw all kinds of black dye into it. And the group is called Last Generation. They took a dip in the fountain. And then after that, they took charcoal...
That's
diluted
disgusting.
Charcoal and poured it into the water. What a bunch of
and
jerks.
And for what? Well, for what point?
Well, because they want everybody to think that what they're saying is 100% correct, which it isn't. The climate activists are wrong on a lot of fronts. Are they even right about, this is the question that hasn't been proven, even though you have this whole psychological trail that's been blazed by these people who are convincing. Their arguments are good. But look at all the businesses and all the money that's being made, and I don't have a problem with that either. Except don't tell me that I'm a no-good SOB because I don't buy into a lot of the things that you're trying to sell. Frankly, I don't buy into the fact that the methane from cows, for example, I mean, it's convenient for me to say that I don't believe it, but it isn't true. There's no, you know, you can come up with a theory. Anybody can come up with a theory. And frankly, with science as it is, you can prove most anything you want.
Exactly.
Scientifically, and it'll be disproven tomorrow. But the facts today, depending on who pays for the study, they relate, you know, that as well as I do.
The problem is it becomes this kind of climate stuff doesn't become a good idea for our future. What it becomes is an ideology or a religion. And so you've got people making really stupid things that are making people suffer. I mean, I look at the state that I live in, California. Did I tell you about the Balboa Island Ferry?
No.
You would love this. So in Newport Beach in Orange County, there's a little ferry, really short trips. They go out to this island, which you can actually access by car, and there's shopping and restaurants and stuff like that. But this company has, or this family has owned this company for like since 1900, basically, where they ferry people out to this island. And they're going to be put out of business because the state of California says that you have to be all electric now for vessels by 2026. So just like 3 years from now, there's not even technology to make these ferries yet. And are just all electric. And if they did, the battery size would be as big as the ferry themselves. So it's just, it's not realistic. They're going to put them out. And so this is the point. Instead of blanketing all their wish list of stuff, we have to figure out how to move in that direction and make sure that everybody can come along instead of just creating these blanket regulations that make everybody suffer.
Well, and then you have these crazies that what they do is turn people off. You saw the story of the people splashed a can of soup all over that Van Gogh beautiful picture of sunflowers.
Right.
Can of soup. And then even the Mona Lisa apparently was somebody was threw some orange on the Mona Lisa.
How is that
Mona
Lisa to do anything? I mean, how does it protest?
Yeah. No. None of that is has any value or any merit, frankly. None whatsoever. The fourth person has died from an infection arising from contaminated eye drops. You know this story?
From contaminated what was that?
Eye drops.
The
product in question is called Gelsum Pharma Artificial Tears. I stopped using this stuff. It was made in India. So if you're taking doing eye drops and they're made in India, bring them back. Get your money back there, boys and girls. 21, no, wait a minute. It's 18. Is it 18? Yeah, it's 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Kate Blanchett has made a pointed statement, Jennifer, at the Golden Globes Cannes Film Festival. The star of Tar. Did you see that?
I never did, no. Mm-mm. Did you see it?
Looks a little late. I was interested, but I never had time to see it. It looked a little too esoteric for me.
I know.
Although I do.
The problem with any hit movie now, I just go, ooh, am I going to really like it? If the critics like it, will I like it? Ugh.
Right. All right. So anyway, she held the award in her crotch as a statement.
That's
making a statement on women's rights. So she walked around. All right. So that's enough. Yes, sir. I think you get the point. She's protesting how women are being mistreated. Right. Is she having a tough time? I don't think.
This is a lady that wins every award ever imaginable. Like, I think you're doing okay there, ma'am.
Well, but there's some reporters were trying to question her about it. She told them to shut the F up. Then she was. Yeah, right. It was. I don't know.
Maybe she just had a bad night. Bad night, maybe?
Yeah. I think that she went up on the stage to get the prize, but then she decided she was going to talk about women in general. Then she took her shoes off to talk specifically about the women in Iran and how they're treated. And there were then several other people who delivered some speeches at Cannes that sort of followed along. So then we get to the point of what are these awards for? They become a political quagmire. Now all they do is they talk about their points of view, and that's fine, but is this the place where we say this all the time. Like, going to the Gracies this week, are we going to have to listen?
Political award show. I remember from last year. It's political.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so, I don't, do you want to go listen to that? I don't, I'm not particularly interested.
Well, I think, I know, sadly, I think we're old school because we just want entertainment to be entertainment. But now, these people, if they have a platform and they don't use it for something acceptable and political, then they're also bullied online for not using their platform appropriately. So it takes a strong person to be in entertainment and say, I just want to talk about this. I just want to talk about the movies. It's, that seems to be, as silly as it sounds, that seems to be more brave, I think, than all of these other people who are out just, you know, on their soapbox all the time.
Right. I thought it was interesting that Kurt Cobain's smashed Nirvana signed Fender guitar sold for $600,000 at auction. Did you see that? And then there was a, I'm going to see if I can find this because I had the connection to it yesterday. How much some of the things from the Roy Rogers Museum, did you see that shut down? And then I was looking at some of the things. Roy Rogers told his son, the museum was in Branson, Missouri, told him, once you can't make money anymore, if it doesn't operate at a profit, close it and sell the contents. So among the things that were sold in the Roy Rogers Museum is 1964 Pontiac sold for $254,000.
Wow.
It was supposed to bring $100,000, $254,000. His script book that held most of the things that he had done prior to 1954 was supposed to sell for about $1,000. It went for $10,000.
Wow.
A collection of signed bats sold for $27,000. Trigger's saddle, his horse Trigger, $386,500. God love Roy Rogers, 28 past the hour.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future. The help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is shorthanded. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-7...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will make a virtual appearance later today in a Manhattan court in his criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance is scheduled to make sure he understands he's not allowed to share any evidence revealed by the district attorney. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day. I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
Now 34 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday the 22nd of May. Going to be our conversation. I was about to ask myself a question starting with A-R-E, and then what came out was O-U-R. Our conversation is going to connect with Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's an astrology and a lifestyle coach. She's here with us once a month to talk about things as we come together in the month of Gemini. We'll find out all the pieces will fit together on that. Here's some good news, an interesting story out of California about an engagement ring that's been found more than a year after it was flushed down a toilet. In Chino Hills, California, residents called the Public Works Department saying his fiance's engagement ring was accidentally flushed down the toilet. The man said They did what they could to try to find it, but he was unable to reach the ring. The resident also admitted that he may have inadvertently pushed it deeper into the pipes using a sewer inspection camera that he had rented to look for the ring. Despite their best efforts, neither the man nor the public works people were able to find the ring. Workers even tried to flush the resident sewer system a number of times, but they couldn't get anywhere. Workers said that there was a chance the ring could still be found, and it was. Crews spotted the ring during a routine sewer maintenance stop in that neighborhood. After confirming it was, in fact, the bling the man said was missing, it was sterilized and returned to the home, sterilizing a ring that had been in the sewer for a year. I'd say that was a smart move, wouldn't you? Huh? I think that would be actually a pretty smart thing to do. We're going to come together with Maria Trilogy. So if you're interested in, if you do horoscopes, or if you are interested in astrology, or you want to know what the stars have to bear on our situation here for the next month in all kinds of ways, Maria is good at sorting all of that out. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to advise you. I would hope that you have, over the years, taken my advice. If, in fact, you were channeling weight loss products and you were wondering, okay, what's the best thing to do? The best thing to do, certainly you've heard from my lips many times, is to get on the Calotren program, Calotren. This is an all-natural, stimulant-free weight loss product that actually works better on the back end than it does on the front end, if I do say so myself. From my experience, it's a fab. There are a lot of people who get on exercise programs, they go on big diets, they do things to lose dramatic amounts of weight, and they're successful, but then the weight comes back again. And that's where Calotren is a real winner. When you go to the website for Calotren, which is toploss.com, you can see all the things. I'm so thankful at the direction from the folks who are at Calotren. Elizabeth Miller always has great ways to instruct you as to how to use this and why you should use it and how it works. There are so many great testimonials on their website, and then you can connect with a counselor like Elizabeth if you want to have help in working through maybe some of the challenges of losing weight and keeping it off. It's a number one problem in America for sure. Toploss.com is the website. Check it out. And because they're going through their anniversary now, big sales on everything pretty much in the catalog. You have lots of different options to save. When you check out, use the code Doug for $20 off on the cost of shipping. That's all about Calotren, the weight loss product that's natural and works at toploss.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com
and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
I try to be before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Joining me now is Maria Francesca Trilogy, a lady who's been a great help to me, for me, with me. She's a fabulous astrologer. She's also a lifestyle coach. You can contact her by going to her website, which is her name, MariaFrancescaTrilegi. There'll be a test on this when she's done. You can also reach her at smvworks@earthlink.net. She is, when it comes to getting a reading from her, you want to know what's going on in your life and how you can function by knowing about what's in store for you by understanding the stars and where you fit. For example, we've gone into the month of Gemini, Maria, and so I wonder, I think a lot of people, I used to always confuse Gemini and Cancer. I would put one before the other. I never could remember who was what. My wife's birthday was June 14th, and for some reason I kept thinking she was a Cancer. Maybe she did have Cancer in her rising or something. Maybe that's why I was so stuck on it. So what do we need to know on the surface, first of all, about Geminis before we get into some of the nitty-gritty about various personality traits that are a part of being a Gemini?
Well, Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac, and Cancer follows Gemini. So it starts out with Aries and goes to Taurus and then goes to Gemini, and that's where we are. Just yesterday, the sun went into the sign of Gemini and will be there until June the 21st. So what we know about Gemini is that they are considered to be the twins. So that means that they always have two different sort of opinions going on at the same time. They are excellent communicators. As a matter of fact, I believe you have a well-known, we'll call her famous, Gemini on your show as your one of your co-hosts. Did you know that?
Jay is a Gemini.
Yes, that is exactly right. And that is what Geminis are good at. They are excellent communicators. They are also good reporters and journalists and writers. In fact, I think you posted a Ralph Waldo Emerson saying on Facebook yesterday, maybe, and he is a Gemini. So what you find that Geminis do well is that they have a way of breaking down communication in ways that are fun. They are opinionated, I will say that. So when they do come up with whatever it is that they talk about, they feel very sure of themselves. And when you think about that as where we're moving now for the month, it will be a great time for any kind of negotiations. It's a great time to plan your travel. If you're going to go anywhere special, right now is the time to put that all together. And it's always interesting to me as an astrologer to watch different events that go on in different months. And the month of June is always seems to be the gathering month. People have reunions, right? Weddings. There are gatherings that are fun, important as well. And what we find with Gemini, too, is that they've got this kind of very quiet. It isn't like they're always jumping around and running from here to there and talking about things. They really study. They like to get information together before, you know, they bring it out. So when you think about that, like right now, hey, what are good things that I can do? I can now, great time for having important conversations. It's knowing how to come together with people.
I was thinking about that, coming together, frankly. I know some Geminis, and one of the things that's been a trait about Geminis that I have come across is that they're easily bored. They don't like to be, they move quickly from one thing to another. But then, you know, tell me if I'm right about this, they make good partners. Take that away from talking about coming together? They make good partners.
Yes. That all of that is very true. They do get bored because their natural, one of their natural qualities is what can I do? What am I going to do next?
Yeah.
Because their mind works very, very quickly. They are, you know, Mercury is sort of their planet. And, of course, yay, because Mercury just went direct. So when Mercury's retrograde, it really affects Gemini. And they, you know, they have to sort of stop a little bit because that planet is, I won't call it stuck, but we do know what happens when Mercury's retrograde.
Well, sometimes it's better than others. Some of the Mercury retrogrades are harsher than others. This last one that we got out of a week or so ago, I thought from what I heard from my friends and what I guess I experienced myself, was it was kind of a rough one. Things, you know, transportation-wise. Was it? Yeah, I thought it was a one.
Yes, it was. It was a strong one. And there was not a lot of ability to move through things. That's what it felt like. So, so now that is direct. Gemini is fun. They, like I said, they love gathering together. They're good writers. If you ever thought about doing a journal or writing memories, whatever you want to do in that way, this is a great time to start that or to finish it. So they are, you know, they want to get things done. It's not like they're just going to flit around from one event or one situation to the other. And to your point, I do want to mention that when you said they make great partners, it is because they're very mutable. They're flexible. So when you're in any kind of relationship, whether it's friends or a partner or a work experience, you can depend on a Gemini to be flexible enough to hear your part of a situation. Does that make sense?
I think Donald, isn't Donald Trump a Gemini? I think he is.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but I was going to say he's one of those Geminis that will say whatever, you know, whatever comes to him. And he believes it.
Yep, he sure does. All right. I want to, again, point people in your direction. smbworks@earthlink.net is how you reach out to Maria, or you can send her a note, Maria Francesca Trilogy at Gmail. And do I spell that out again? Yeah, I'm going to do that fast. MARIAFRANCESCATRILOGY. Maria Francesca Trilogy, the astrologer with a focus on Gemini. If you're a Gemini, want to get a good reading, find out what this month and this year will have in store for you, check her out. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Program at 10 minutes before the hour.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Into our focus on your home, courtesy of the folks from the Money Pit. Doug Steffen here with Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit. They have a radio program. They have a podcast. They have all kinds of things in their newsletter that you can access every week. I was wondering, I just was talking to you off air about artificial intelligence and what that can do. You were saying you're using it somewhat in some of the things that you do, but if we were to be specific, asking about how to build a home, and the reason I'm asking about it is because, you know, I'm working on this development, this 63-unit development on the farm in my neighborhood. It's called an agrihood.
Right.
And one of the people who came to us was a guy who's using artificial intelligence to build. He wanted to use our development sort of as a guinea pig.
Uh-huh.
He needed a big space. We've got a big barn where he could use AI, taking the drawings that have been set up by the architect and putting the information into a robot, have the robots take the information and build the frame for the house, rooms and the exterior and the whole thing.
You mean design or you mean physically build?
Well, I was thinking you probably could use it for design too, actually. But physically, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. So first of all, if you're talking about, you know, like factory-built homes, look, we got that today. They have the intelligence and the computer systems to maximize efficiency. You know, I was amazed some years ago when my son was working for a large building materials manufacturer, and he was actually, at some point in time, he was at a lumber mill where the logs came in one end and the 2x4s went out the other. And I was amazed on how the intelligence built into their machinery takes whatever size log that came in and got every possible piece of usable lumber out of it. And whatever was left, all of the chips and stuff,
you know, they were on a conveyor belt. They went under a four-lane highway to a plant on the other side of the highway that made particle board. So, you know, talk about using everything that Mother Nature gives you when you're creating building materials. That's exactly what was happening. And I think that when it comes to prefab houses, you're seeing the same thing. You know, prefab houses, there's no waste in terms of material because everything is certainly ordered and cut to fit. So there's no sort of human errors that happen in that. Now, in terms of AI, I can see AI when it comes to the design being super helpful, you know, because what we're seeing now is that people are taking, you know, the chat OpenAI, for example, and they're putting applications on top of it to really sort of super serve one particular area of design or technology. And I find that really interesting. I use it as a research tool a lot, Doug, because, you know, look, we can Google this stuff and you can sort through you know, a lot of content, but if you really want some, like, you know, top five things to consider when doing X, and you give the chat GPT enough instruction to pull the most credible material, it really is a time saver. So there's a lot of ways to use that, and there's a lot of ways it's going to affect us.
Well, are people that do that going to be charged with plagiarism, do you think? Can you charge some kind of robot plagiarizing other people's thoughts and ideas?
I don't think it's coming. I don't think it's cut and paste off of other people's work, because I actually checked that a few times in some of the earlier tests I was doing. You know, if I'd say write an article about, you know, five ways to make sure have five ways to stain your deck or something like that. You know, I would grab sentences and pieces of key information, and you can Google them, right? And that's just a simple way to see if that content's been written before. So I don't see that happening. But, hey, who knows? It could happen, I guess.
Yeah. All right. You've written in the Money Pit newsletter about fixing up the home, the second mortgages. Is there a mortgage program specifically? I think if I'm trying to glean from this article that there are new mortgage programs specifically for fixer-uppers, is it a different rate? Is it like a construction mortgage, a construction loan? What is this that you have written
about? There are definitely some loans available now that are sort of what we call fix now, pay later mortgage programs that are designed for fixer-uppers. You know, they're federally insured programs that provide you sort of two levels of loan. Like one is the repair money, right? And the second folds automatically into the insurance. I mean, it folds automatically into the mortgage after that. So we're definitely seeing some of that out there. And they've been around for a while, and they have different levels of them. Of course, they all got, you know, requirements. But there are some options right now available for those that want to, you know, pick a house and need some work.
I think that's very creative, but it's a good thing, you know, it's under the circumstance, a good thing to know. That's why this program that Tom and Leslie does is so effective. Every weekend you're going to hear the Money Pit around the country, moneypit.com podcast. That's a good place to go for info as well. Tom and Doug here, 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.